Lunch and a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Tuesday.
Yay. Woo, that thing there had a little tardiness to it.
Well, that's what they're for.
I know, but that one there was exceptional.
Jim is eating his Smarty candies this morning, so he's going to be wound up for the rest of the show.
Pretty much. Anyway, let's see. Happy Tuesday, as you said. I did a Jill impersonation yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I said, Jill's not here, but I'll try it out. Happy Monday! So, anyway, got that done.
That's cool.
I just don't know what to tell everybody today. It is getting ugly out there, uglier by the minute. There's some 60-65 mile an hour wind in the panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma already. It's hit here. It's not going to do nothing but get worse as the day goes along. We are under a fire warning.
Don't light anything on fire.
Red flag warning. Wind advisory. There's four advisories out. I can't get them up right now. Anyway, hang on here a second. Let me see if I can get them up here.
You are like on a whole nother level now.
I know. There's only three advisories and warnings. Fire weather warning, high wind warning, and wind advisory. The fire weather warning is until 11 o'clock tonight. The high wind warning is until 7 tonight. And then the wind advisory is until 1 a.m. right after midnight tonight. Turn in be April 5th. Currently, temperatures in the area before I get to the wind. You bring the wind up, and I'll bring the temperatures up. You think you can find her?
Yeah, give me a minute.
85 degrees is the warmest place in the state of Oklahoma, and it is at Hollis, Oklahoma. 82 at Eric, 81 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, Ranger Mark. Anyway, 80 degrees at Arnett, 81 at Slap Out, 82 degrees at Buffalo, and 82 at Sealing, 86 at Fairview, and 80 degrees at Weatherford. Let's see what it looks like out in the Texas Panhandle, and they are just as warm. 84 at Childress, 80 at Dozier, 82 at Canadian, 80 at Lipscomb. Let's check out Dozier real quick, see what the winds are like. Right now, they're out of the southwest at 38 miles an hour with gusts up to 44 miles an hour, and that's been the peak gust. Did you find the wind?
In miles per hour. Does it say wind gusts?
Yeah.
Am I looking at the right one? There's like 10 to choose from, so.
Yeah, just the wind gusts.
Yeah.
What's it look like all over the state? What do you got?
Northwest is, well, Woodward is like 39 right now.
Okay.
So that's not looking great. Eric is 43 miles an hour. Down by Altus, it's only about 16 miles an hour, so it's not too bad down there. Hobart's about 25 miles an hour. Sealing's 34 miles an hour, so. Kind of all over the place a little bit.
But it's got to be getting really close.
It's windy, though.
It's windy. Memphis, Texas, out in the panhandle. Right now, they're at 40 miles an hour with 48 mile an hour gusts. So it's coming this way, guys. So be careful out there. If you do have to pull a trailer or do anything, please check your chains and everything and get going on that. Just be careful out there. And so, anyway. Hey, I can publicly congratulate you.
Oh.
we had a little radio difficulty out there the other day when I was talking to you.
Good to know.
Yeah. At the Southwest Farm and Expo show, you and 9 other individuals, which most of them I bet you knew.
Yes, I actually interviewed several of them for FFA Week.
Yes. And you were awarded a scholarship from the Southwest Farm and Expo, and congratulations on that. And all the kids, I rattled all their names off. I got that one kid from Texas that had Top of Texas.
Yes.
I went Top of Texas, Texas. I didn't know that was a high school in Pampa. That shows you how good I'm. Yeah, but anyway, hey, everybody knew what I meant.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, you knew what I meant. Anyway, there was a lot of people there.
There was a lot.
For the presentation.
Yes.
And I got to meet your grandparents.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they seem very sweet. And the first time your grandma says, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like in a hurry to get over to this other room. I said, "No, I'm not. I'm Jill's grandma." "Cool, hold that thought. I'll be right back." And so, anyway, I did come back and visit with her.
Well, she's a pretty cool lady. Yeah. I love her to death.
I didn't get to talk to your mom, though.
She's everywhere. She's busy. She's trying to keep it together until I get to graduation. So, about how that's going.
Well, let's check out some things that's going on with the grain markets right now. Overnight, wheat futures rose overnight after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's first progress report of the season showed winter varieties in worse shape than this at the same point last year. And I can see that. It's pretty bad. About 28% of the U.S. winter crop was rated good or excellent as of Sunday, the USDA said. That's down from 30% a year earlier. So it's worse than it was last year. In Kansas, the biggest producer of wheat varieties in the United States, 16% earned top ratings as compared to 32% that ranked good or excellent at the same time last year. 6% of the U.S. winter crop was headed at the start of the week, ahead of the 4% at the same point last year. And the prior five-year average is 2%. Corn and soybeans, meanwhile, were lower in. I shouldn't hate those.
No,
smart.
You shouldn't. I was thinking the same thing.
We're lower in overnight trading. 2% of the U.S. corn crop was planted at the beginning of the week, on par with the year earlier average levels, according to the government. About 57% of the Texas crop was in the ground just ahead of the same point in 2022. Wheat futures for May delivery gained 5 pennies to $6.98 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City added 8.5 cents to $8.83¾ a bushel. Corn futures dropped 4 cents to $6.53¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery was down 2.5 cents to $15.19½ a bushel, and soybean meal dropped $5.20 to $4.59 even a short ton. Weather. We got fire weather here and blizzards to the north.
Blizzards.
Blizzard warnings remain in effect this morning from much of the northern plains, while dry weather persists in the wide stretch of land from southwestern Iowa to the Arizona-Mexican border. According to the National Weather Service, almost the entirety of the North Dakota and much of South Dakota are under blizzard warnings this morning in central In central North Dakota, up to 17 inches of snow are expected. I'd take that right now. Through Wednesday, and local higher amounts are possible. Wind gusts will top out at 55 miles an hour. Snow accumulations in northern Nebraska and southern Dakota is 6 to 12 inches with 40 and 50 mile an hour winds. Back down here in the real world. Red flag, yeah, red flag and high warnings are in effect for the southern plains. Extremely dry conditions in Oklahoma and Texas, especially the panhandle. Winds will be sustained from 35 to 45 miles an hour with gusts up to 70 miles an hour. I think from what I figured out a while ago, the 70 mile an hour gusts will be around here about 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
That's about the time I have to feed, so that's just great.
You're going to go pick up that dress, and it'll be waving in the wind. Strong winds with gusts up to 55 miles an hour forecast in southern Kansas today, and humidity will drop as low as 9%. Any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly and become very difficult to control. I was reading up on Lacey Swope's warnings on her social media page a while ago, and she said, with 50-mile-an-hour wind, fire travels at 200 feet a minute.
Oh, wow.
And I think she meant to say a second. So
that's bad.
Because then the fire's got its own winds in there. Anything, you guys spot any smoke or anything today, be sure just I don't think you necessarily have to call 911. I guess if it's obvious it is, you can. But just call your local sheriff's department, or if you know somebody in the fire department around your area, do not hesitate to call them, because these things will get out of control real easy. It is fire. It is the wildfire season, and
yes,
it's
it
here, and we're dry, and we just need to be careful. It's going to be a bad day out here, so everybody be careful. Today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. See if I can read this without going too fast. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, and preventive herd health consultations and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects, nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call the famous Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. There you have it. And remember, everybody, June 1st, you should have already buddied up with the local vets. It doesn't matter whether it's Dr. Mouse or Joey McConnell or Craig or any of the other vets in any of the other towns, Texas or Oklahoma. You need to have a buddy right now as a vet, because to get antibiotics, you have to have a prescription from a vet, period, no matter what. You're not going to go into Atwoods.
You just can't go to Atwoods and get them.
Yep, you're not going into Atwoods and get them anymore starting June 1st. So tally up. And appreciate everybody joining the Today in Ag text line club yesterday. We got 10 new
members. I got my text.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. And we got 10 new members. And yesterday, and we'll just keep building. If you want to join, just text Jimmy. That's all you have to text, Jimmy. That's all you need to text, J-I-M-M-Y, not I-E, and to 580-225-9696. Or 9697, and you will become a member. You'll get a reply back that says you are now a member of the Crime Club.
You're a partner in crime.
Yeah, you're a partner in crime.
Welcome to the Day and
Night. Anyway, we come back. I'll have some weather information for you out in Texas, and we'll continue on with some cattle. I got a text message from Mr. Brandon Hickey this morning on results from the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction and the Elk City Livestock Auction Friday, and I have some news of changing of the what do they call it when it goes from one owner to the other, changing of the venue, not the venue, but there's a word.
Know.
There's a word.
I don't know.
Help me out. You're smart.
You ate Smarties. You should. You ate like three packs.
Of the throne, the crown.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
We got some news from Woodward. We got a new name for the sale barn up there.
Oh.
Yep. It's official now. So anyway, we'll have that when we come back. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Good afternoon, Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 31st. 1,230 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 404 brought 254. 5 at 466 brought 254. 3 at 482 brought 235. 14 at 553 brought 227. 4 at 711 brought 194. 5 at 716 brought 180. 16 at 931 brought 172.50. 4 head of heifers at 334 brought 230. 5 at 416 brought 218. 17 at 425 brought 225. 4 at 471 brought 202, 6 at 576 brought 200, 10 at 617 brought 198, 10 at 1058 brought 148. Butcher cows were 58 to 116, butcher bulls brought 50 to 130, bred cows were 660 to 1710, pairs brought 1300 to 2425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Bobby Martin is in the studio, but the Bobby Martin wouldn't come in and talk with Jill and I.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. Scared.
You don't want to talk to me?
Okay. Scared. Scared. Anyway, Childress, Texas. Here is your brief weather update. Currently, it is at 84. Now, instead of wind chill, we have a heat index out now.
Oh, that's 80, great.
Yeah, it switched. 80 degrees. Humidity is 6%. Man, that's low. Dew point is 12. Winds are out of the southwest, 31, with wind gust up to 42. Peak wind gust today in Childress is 54 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation is zero. Red flag minutes today has 83 minutes, and no sub-freezing minutes today.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, 8-inch soil temperature in Memphis, Texas is 63 degrees. Hey, do you have some, wildlife news for me?
Yeah, something about, turkeys. We're actually learning about turkeys in our ag class, how to call them. I'm not very good at it.
Let me hear.
No. The one with, the... I don't know what it's called.
Squawk box?
Yeah, that thingy.
Yeah, chuck box, you got chalk.
It, when you tilt it a certain way.
You haven't used the mouth diaphragm yet?
No. I'm not a turkey hunter. I'm not very good at it. No, but the U-Spring turkey, that's what it says, is April 8th through the April 9th, and it is statewide. It is a one-tom turkey statewide, regardless of method of take. A turkey taken during the youth spring season counts toward the regular spring turkey season limit of one turkey. Age requirements are 17 years old and younger. All youth hunters must be accompanied by an adult 18 years of age or older. The adult may not hunt or possess any archery equipment or firearms.
So you're going to take your brother hunting?
No.
No. Anyway, that came from Lieutenant James Edward. He wanted to let everybody know turkey season is upon us, and man, I've seen some gobblers out strutting in my travels. One of them had a big old paintbrush on the front of him. That's his beard.
Yeah,
but it looks like it was 4 inches wide, and I'll leave him alone.
I know. They're pretty. I don't want to shoot one, though.
Yeah.
I just like to look at them.
They're beautiful animals. Give you some livestock here. FYI, all the grains, oil, stock market, everything is in the red today, period, except for sugar. It's the only thing green on my map, you know. But Sugar Baby over there at Dale High, he's already plowed all of it up and getting ready to plant pineapples.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Briefly update on some grains real quick, since I've already gave you what happened overnight. Corn for May is 651. Soybeans for May is 1509. It's down 13 today. Soybean meal's down almost 8 for May, 456.50. Soybean oil is down almost 2 at May, 55.25. Hard red winter wheat down 3, 872. July's 857. And oats for May, 337. And July's 337. Live cattle for April, 167.95. June is 160.60. August is 160.32. October is 164.75. Feeder cattle for April is 198.57. And May is 203.07. And lean hogs for April is 73.30. Okay. Let's see what happened at Elk City. Where are you at, Mr. Brandon Hickey? There you are. All right. Let's start with Elk City last week. They had 1,230 head. Your steers in the 400-pound range, 400 to 500-pound range, were anywhere from 261 was top end. On five weights, looks like 227. Six weights was 211. And somebody's texting us, aren't they? And Elk City on the seven weights, 194. Had some nines in there from Eric, 16 head. 172.50. Heifers looked pretty good. Three weights were top end on them was 246. It's on this page. That don't mean that was top seller. And then we had four weight heifers, 225, 237. And then down here on the butcher cows are bringing up to $1.16. Butcher bulls up to $1.30. And bred cows bringing up to $17.10. And pairs were bringing up to 24.25. Yesterday at Clinton at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, 1,090 head, and looks like the market's pretty much the same. 400 pounders on this list was 259, fives were 238. They had some nine weights, 904s, big load over there. Steers brought 182.60. Where were they from? They were from Sayre. I think I seen a Snapchat of somebody hauling those. He was loading them. I won't say their name. I don't want them mad at me. Anyway, on the heifers, 232 for 300 to 400 pounders, six weights. Some they had some six weights at Elk City, 126 of them. I seen these two. Average weight 625, brought 203.50. Nice set of heifers that come through there. Butcher cows were bringing up to $1.09. Butcher bulls up to $1.33, and what bred cows they had over there at WOL was $11.50. Probably didn't have very much there anyway. So this is not breaking news. The rumor has been going around quite a while. Let me find Lori the Lucy. Okay, here we go. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction updated their cover photo yesterday on Facebook. It is now the Western.
Just Western.
And they have Ben Hill out of Oklahoma City. He owns Western Commission Company. I think he has purchased this, from my understanding. Don't hold me to that. But he's got his name on this. And then Peyton is, I think, his son that runs the Comanche Livestock Auction. And I think his other son, Seth, is going to be running the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's what's happening up there. So, they have three locations, Oklahoma City, Comanche, and now I think they're trying to fit in up there at Woodward because they misspelled Woodward. Or if you're a native of Woodward, do you know how to say Woodward? Have you ever heard it?
No.
Woodard. That's how it's spelled. So,
Woodward.
Anyway. Yeah, It's Woodward, but you can call it Woodard. Anyway, so anyway, changing of the throne up there. Anyway, be good. Anyway, be fun to see how it goes. That's a Woodward is the hub to Kansas, to Texas, to Colorado, and all over Oklahoma. It's a really good spot, and they got a good. They have a good livestock auction up there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when we get back from this Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break.
Yep, I have your weather.
You will.
I have your Northwest Oklahoma weather.
You have some weathers and got and it's since Stockman's Vet is sponsoring us today, I think you got something to talk about vets.
I do.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barberdison Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barberdison Ford Elk City, only at barberdisonford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
You've heard the old saying, April showers bring May flyers. But have you heard about the great deals going on at DJ's Rentals in Elk City? During the month of April, purchase a new Hustler Raptor Series mower and get a rebate from $200 up to $350. Or purchase a new Spartan RZ or RZC mower and get a $500 rebate. DJ's Rentals and Sales is showering their customers with these savings only during the month of April. So you better hustle.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
My turn. Okay. Welcome back to the Today in Ag Show with Jimmy and Jill today. It is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour, and he currently has his mouth full of Smarties. So I have your Northwest Oklahoma weather today, and I picked Alva. It is 85 degrees in Alva. Feels like 85 degrees. Dew point is 30. 13, not 30, 13 degrees today. Humidity is only 7%. Wind is out of the southwest at 20 miles an hour, and wind gusts are going to peak at 30 miles an hour today. And your sun is going to set at 7:59 p.m. We do have some warnings. There's a fire weather warning until 11 p.m. tonight, so don't light anything on fire, please. There is also a high wind warning until 7 p.m. tonight and a wind advisory until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, you can expect a high of 86 degrees, winds getting up to 33 miles an hour. Dust is going to blow tonight. It's going to be a little breezy. Winds are going to shift from the southwest to the northwest. We got a little bit of cold front, so it's going to get down to 32 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, the high is only 59 degrees. It is going to be sunny. Winds are going to be out of the northwest at 20 miles an hour. Thursday, it's going to be 64 degrees, mostly sunny, winds at 10 miles an hour. Friday, it's going to be 69, which with just a little bit of breeze, it's not going to be bad. And Saturday, it's going to be 74. So it's going to be nice and hot again by Saturday.
I got a text message in here from a firefighter, and he's lining me out. call your emergency phone number if you do see smoke. Don't call a firefighter. We all have jobs, and we'll have to turn around and call the emergency number. So save a step, 911 or your local emergency number if you see smoke. There we go. Smart thing.
Simple as that.
I was trying to just be calm, but these smarties got me going. And also, we got an update from North Fork Electric Co-op.
Yes. So North Fork. Do you know how many times I do that? North Fork.
Yeah.
I always want to say North Fork.
Yeah.
North Fork Electric Co-op is utilizing one-shot technology today on our system during these extreme winds and high fire danger. This makes our system much more sensitive, which in turn can lead to more outages. However, it drastically helps mitigate against wildfires during these situations. Please report any issues you see, and if at any time you are without power, you can easily report it by one of the following. You can use your Smart Hub app to report your outage, or you can log on to your Smart Hub portal at the North Fork Co-op website, and you can report your outage there. Or you can call their automated line, which is 580-729-6001, or you can text your outage to 768-482. So be alert on that.
A lot going on, and I'm sure you guys can figure it out with the other co-ops that you're this CK, Harmon, Northwestern, Cimarron, and I already forgot. Your dad told me who the one was out in the panhandle. Anyway,
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and I don't even know the ones in Texas, to be honest with you. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so you guys be careful out there. If you see anything crazy going on, report it. From one of my favorite marketing specialist from OSU, your favorite school, Dr. Peel. You need to hook up with him.
We like Dr. Peel. I've read a lot of his articles recently.
Cattle prices are advancing from all classes of cattle. Prices for Oklahoma feeder steers under 700 pounds and heifers under 650 have increased 12 to 20% since the end of 2022. Bigger steers and heifer prices have increased 5 to 8%. Still weighed down by high corn prices. Fed cattle prices at the end of March are up 6% from December of 2022. Prices for boning slaughter cows in Oklahoma are up 39% from December and were $98.24 per hundredweight at the end of March for average dressing cows. Average dressing breaking cows were at $104.74 per hundredweight and average dressing lean cows were $92.69 per hundredweight at the end of March. Bred cow values are seasonally higher going into April, but it appears that the lingering drought condition is holding bred cow values somewhat lower than otherwise for this time of the year. If we was to get a rain, that market would go crazy. And given growing expectations that drought conditions will moderate through the coming months, bred cow and heifer values are likely to increase sharply by this fall. Current bred cow values for medium large number one cows, 5 to 8 year olds, second trimester, T2 bred, 1,100 to 1,200 pounds in Oklahoma, $13.32 per head last week. Younger 2 to 4 year old cows average from $1,300 to $1,550 a head for the second to third trimester cows. You know what trimester cows are?
something that means three, because try, trimester.
Second calf effort. he got you.
Okay, let me just walk out real quick.
Okay. Based on prior research and current broader market conditions, bred cow values will likely be $100 to $300 higher without drought impacts. What can we expect, Dr. Peel says, for bred cow values later? Again, assuming drought conditions show a significant improvement, bred cow and heifer prices will likely increase dramatically, beginning perhaps this fall into 2024. Based on the previous research, including seasonal patterns and fall future market values for feeder cattle and corn, the 5 to 8 year old cow currently valued at $13.32 a head could easily increase to $17 a head or higher by this fall. I expect bred cow values to increasingly reflect and incorporate expectations for higher calf prices in the coming month. Lastly, Dr. Peel says the prior research also provides insights into the range values for bred cows. The base cow described above assumes average quality. Variations from low to high quality decrease or increase value of cows roughly by 15%, about $200 head per head less for low quality and $200 more for high quality. On average, the value of bred cows is the highest at 3 to 5 year olds and begin to drop sharply at the age 7. Bred cow value is higher for the later stages of gestation, with bred cows valued roughly $150 head more in the third trimester compared to the first trimester. Black hided cows, your favorite, are valued roughly $100 a head more compared to non-black hided cows. Current bred cow values could range from less than $1,000 a head to nearly $2,000 a head in the current market across a wide range of quality, age, stage of gestation, and high color values. Cows and heifer markets are likely to be even more dynamic. He used the word dynamic in the future months. How about that?
I'm going to call second calf heifers trimester.
Better than, what did you say?
2 year. I think I said like 2 year heifers that day. Yeah.
Well, before we get to the vet story, let's save that for right after this Hobart Farm and Garden bred. Let me talk about the bull, Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar. Coming up this weekend, the Oklahoma Sooner Shorthorn sale. And I think that's in Chickasha. And then that's on the 8th at 10 a.m. And then at 12:30, the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming up at 12:30. I have a little more on that when we read about the vet deal here, story here in just a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Drew Kopp. 1,090 head were sold, 4 head of steers at 369 brought 276, 3 at 603 brought 195, 30 at 764 brought 188, 16 at 839 brought 185, 3 at 868 brought 173, 63 at 904 brought 182.60, 49 at 988 brought 174, 4 head of heifers at 361 brought 232, 5 at 483 brought 223, 6 at 668 brought 195, 15 at 722 brought 180, 10 at 740 brought 180, 12 at 824 brought 172.50, 19 at 881 brought 165. Butcher cows were 50 to 109. Butcher bulls brought 85 to 133. Bred cows were 1,000 to 1150. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Pick and sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Miss Jill, what's the Long Ranger look like down there at Mangum?
It is 87 degrees, and that is as hot as it's going to get today. But I will say, they said it was going to be 89 yesterday, and it got to like 93.
Yeah.
So it could get a little bit warmer. In Mangum, the humidity is only 6%. Dew point is 13 degrees. Wind is out of the west, southwest at 25 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 32 miles an hour today. Your sun is going to set at 8 p.m. tonight. There is a fire weather warning until 11 p.m. tonight and a wind advisory until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, like I said, you can expect a high 87. Probably going to get a little warmer than that. Winds are going to be out of the southwest, getting up to 33 miles an hour. Tonight, you can expect a low of 37 degrees. Winds are going to shift from the southwest to the northwest at 10 to 30 miles an hour. So it's going to remain windy through tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny, with a high of 61 degrees. Winds are going to be out of the north at 18 miles an hour. Thursday, it's going to be 66 degrees, winds out of the northeast. Friday, it's going to be 66 degrees with winds out of the southeast, but only blowing at 13 miles an hour, so it's not going to be as windy. And Saturday, it's going to be 72 degrees and sunny. I always feel like a meteorologist whenever I give the weather report.
Have you ever watched most of them? It's a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad I found the ad, the Oklahoma Sooner Shorthorn Sale. It's also a show.
Oh.
And it's in Duncan, not Chickasha. I was close.
You were close.
It was close.
That would anyway. Be bad, though, if somebody went to Chickasha.
Yep. Saturday, April 8th, 10 a.m., the fraternity showback. 11 a.m., final check-in for open to register steer, heifer, and bull sale. 12 o'clock, the Oklahoma Sooner Shorthorn Sale. And at 3 o'clock, the open show begins. This will be at the Stevens County Fairgrounds there in Duncan. And get a hold of anybody down there. They got sale management is Sammy Richardson, 580-658-2709. Anyway, they'll do CCI Live also, bid online. Sale entry deadline is 2/24. We're a little past that one.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, this... check it out. Big ad penny news on page 8. I know we have a lot of Frank and Linda Lucas love Shorthorns. So
really?
We need to find out if they're going to be there.
I think they're pretty.
Yeah.
The
no,
colors.
They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous anyway. Well, yeah. You know, we always have, or we've been the last four, five, six, probably longer than that, a shortage of big animal vets.
Yes.
And that was in the Farm Journal there. There was an interesting article about the vets and how this one vet doctor is going to Washington and getting in the middle of their boys and girls stuff up there and telling them, hey, this is serious stuff. And I thought it was a good article for today since it is the Stockman's Vet Happy Cap Hour.
It is. Very appropriate. So Dr. Jody Cool, she is the owner of Valley Mobile Veterinary Service in Danville, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
PA.
Yeah, PA. PA.
PA. There's so many abbreviations out there, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
When Jody Cool went... That was not funny. When Jody Cool went to Washington, D.C. in late December, her number one goal was to meet with legislators to discuss the dwindling number of veterinarians available today to meet the animal health needs of U.S. farmers and ranchers. She says, there are so many legislators in policymaking who are unaware of the issues in rural veterinary medicine and rural agriculture today. It helped to make my point that the issues were presented from someone experiencing the rural veterinary experience firsthand. The severity of the veterinary shortage was underscored recently by a Farm Journal Foundation report addressing the persistent shortage of food animal veterinarians and its impact on rural communities. Authored by Clinton Neal, an economist at Cornell University, the report says more than 500 counties across the U.S. have a shortage of food animal veterinarians. Only 3% to 4% of new veterinary school graduates pursue livestock or other food animal practice areas today. That is a stark decline from 40 years ago when about 40% of graduates specialized in this area. Cole encourages farmers, livestock owners, and veterinarians to reach out to their state and local legislatures to address the veterinary shortage and look for ways to resolve it. My follow-up emails with my state senator staff have all been positive, and we have future meetings to discuss the issue further, she says.
Yeah, there's a lot of small animal vets.
Yes, there is.
And I mean, I don't blame some of the vets for going with the small animals. And, you know, thank goodness we have Dr. Taylor Mouse.
Yes.
And we have Joey McConnell and them here in our area. And we have good vets.
We do.
We got really good vets around here. But like down in Greer County, I'm not even sure there's one down there anymore. And in Roger Mills County, I'm not even sure if there's one there.
Right.
I know there's one or two in Kiowa County, and there's one, maybe two in Wichita, and there's a few in Custer County. This is a big area out here.
Yes. And it's hard for, I would say that, I mean, most of us have cattle, I think, in this area. And if you have a problem with a cow and it's urgent and you don't have a veterinarian, like within a 15-20 minute drive, that's hard. Like there's probably not, you probably can't save them.
Yeah, you're just
out of options.
Yeah, well they anyway, so it's good. Not that we need more competition around here. That's not what this conversation's about.
No.
It's just we need some big animal vets out here. I think there's one in Wheeler County, or not Wheeler. Yeah, well Wheeler and Wheeler County. Anyway, there's one in Wheeler. I'm not so sure. There is one in Shamrock, I know, but he's Dr. Mouse trained under him some.
Okay.
And I don't even remember his name. He might be Dr. Phil. I don't know. So, anyway, the question I get asked a lot, and sometimes I probably shouldn't answer things that I get asked, but this come up in the Texas Agriculture Law blog. I seen it, and it's part of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension services that they get up. Question, can I sell state-inspected meat across state lines? Because there's a lot of people that sell processed meat around here. And when can I – the question actually is, when can I sell meat to customers across state lines? Are there different rules if the sales take place on the Internet? Answer from the Texas law producers. For Texas producers, this is not Oklahoma, and in parentheses they said, and those in most other states as well, but this is definitely for the Texas producers. Only meat processed at a federally inspected facility may be sold to customers in another state. this is true for both in person and on internet sales.
Okay.
You learned something?
I did learn something.
Okay. And just this one analyst said, let's look at the applicable rules. Do note that here we are focusing on amenable animals. You know what that is? I learned something today, too. Which amenable animals are cattle, sheep, goats, and swine. Non-amenable animals are bison, water buffalo, deer, elk, and others that are under different statutes and different laws for meat. So we're talking about amenable animals, even if I say that right word. Anyway, here, there's a big, long deal about it. So basically what you need to do is check with your processing facility. Ask them. Dig into your own laws. I think some of the people like Taylor Ranch and Tucker Family Beef and some of those guys, they all have licenses that are USDA inspected, and they can kind of, you know, Monty sells online too.
Right.
So anyway, one of these days we'll get Monty in and talk about the Oklahoma laws. See if we match up with the That's Texas good. Laws. Hey, speaking, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You get three guests.
Okay.
Since you're a big softball fanatic like me, except we have separate teams. Mine's ranked number one. What's yours ranked? Number two? Anyway, what's softball facility in the United States for college softball has the biggest capacity for fans?
For a college?
Yeah, for a college.
You
get three guesses.
I get three guesses. Are we counting the Hall of Fame Stadium? Does that
no,
count? No.
Not,
okay. I was like, that's a neutral site, so I don't think it counts.
Neutral site.
I know Florida State is pretty big.
Yeah, but that's not right.
But they got it really.
You're
nice.
Close.
I feel like I'm. I know it's in the South.
Yeah.
I read an article about this. I feel like not too long ago. Man. Not LSU. Alabama.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah. I was like, it's somewhere in the South.
3,990 is the capacity of their softball stadium.
Yeah. Hall of Fame can technically hold the most. It can hold like 8,000 people.
It holds 8 or more.
8,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they had the Red Rivalry game there.
Yeah.
And it set a new record there. It was like 8,300 and something people. It was crazy.
Yeah, because I read an article from the Texas Longhorns sports deal they got. The Sooner Network.
Right.
Anyway, they got I can't remember what it's called, Texas Network, how it's Sports Network. Anyway, they said that the coach from Texas said it was intimidating to play there Friday.
Welcome to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Softball capital of the world.
8,000, over 8,000 there, and it was pretty cool. And anyway, it was crazy. But, you know, it was a rematch of last year's championship.
Yeah, basically.
It was. And a shooter swept. So, anyway, enough about sports. Back to agriculture. you got a report over there.
Yeah, I got one more.
On drought.
You got 2 minutes. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. Forages that were subject to drought conditions last year are like athletes running from the injured list. Even though these plants are starting to grow and turn green, they require careful management to make a comeback this spring. Drought recovery depends on weed control, soil fertility, and strategic grazing. In a recent article from Oklahoma State University Extension's Cow-Calf Corner newsletter, Mark Johnson says timing is key when it comes to applying herbicides and fertilizers and opening the gate to the pasture. The beef cattle breeding specialist provides the following advice in these three areas of drought management. Make sure you apply herbicide early. Drought stress makes the timely application of herbicides critical in order to give the desired plant species the competitive advantage. Proper timing of herbicide application depends on the product used. Read product labels to determine proper timing. For example, 2,4-D is a post-emergent broadleaf herbicide, and weeds must be actively growing for this type of product to work. That being said, apply herbicide for weed control before the weeds have the opportunity to scavenge moisture and soil nutrients. Even so, unpredictable rainfall patterns can make it difficult for the soil to take advantage of the added nutrients. Therefore, Johnson suggests splitting fertilizer applications to ensure it will be effective. If we typically fertilize our Bermuda grass pastures with 100 pounds of nitrogen per acre in early May, This year, we will plan on applying 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre at the beginning of May, he says. We will monitor growing conditions and rainfall to determine if and when to apply more nitrogen. Delayed grazing. Don't let cattle graze forage until it is at least 4 to 8 inches tall. Johnson notes the most palatable plats in previously drought-stressed pastures are especially susceptible to damage if they are overgrazed. Resist the temptation of the first signs of green grass and delay grazing as long as your supply of hay or supplemental feed permits. This gives plants a healthy start and will provide cover to bare soils.
Was that perfect?
That was good.
Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah, it's we got to be careful this year. We don't know if it's going to rain or not.
We're hoping it's going to rain.
Yeah, I got all my applications for pastures on hold right now. I'm not going to spend the money. I got better things to do. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Thank you, Jill, for joining me.
Of course.
Maybe Friday.
Friday sounds good.
Jancy will be here Thursday.
Ooh.
But anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag.
God bless.
Hello. Here's a station you might like.
This is KECO, Elk City.
This is a Fox News alert. The arrest of a former president on Lisa Brady. Donald Trump is at criminal court in Lower Manhattan being processed, which includes fingerprinting, ahead of an arraignment scheduled to begin soon on an indictment that has remained sealed so far, but is believed to include multiple counts stemming from hush money payments during the 2016 campaign. Earlier today in social media posts, Trump called the venue and the judge unfair, the same judge who has overseen other Trump-related cases, including one the Trump Organization lost.
So it'll be very fascinating to see how this judge